Two. Hey everyone, Anthony here, Bangin' Beers Podcast 75. Here we are. We got a lineup today. We are showcasing a brand new brewery we have not experienced yet. So this is the first time for, I think you have them, right?
I have not had Revere yet.
All right, so this is all new for us.
I haven't either.
So before we get to all the fun stuff here, if you do like what you see, hit the follow button on Twitch or over on the replay if you're watching this on Facebook or YouTube. All the links are above my head if you want to keep an eye on those and follow along. Follow our Instagrams, Facebooks. We did just create a Facebook group. So if you are a fan of the page and you do like our Facebook page, the like page, you can still like it, follow it. All that page is going to be strictly for show news. So if we have a new episode, if something new happens merch wise that's where the like page is going to come into hand. The group page, my theory or my idea to this is group pages are more of a intermingling of everybody. I feel like everyone can kind of go on there. They can share beer news that they have found. So like the like page, if you share it, it puts everything that someone shares on a different tab, and then you have to go to like the discussions page to find what people share to the page. And the group page kind of puts everything up front and center, and the community can kind of get behind and feel like they're part of the show by incorporating themselves into the group page as well.
Which makes the most sense.
Yeah. You can go so if someone's out one day, they don't have to be a moderator to the like page. Like I don't have to make somebody a moderator and hope to God that they don't do the right, they do all the right things. The group page is literally, you can go live if you're at a brewery at anything, and you can be part of the Bangin' Beers team and be a part of the community on the Facebook like page. So if that's something you're into, head over to Facebook, type in Bangin' Beers Podcast and look for the group page and follow along. Also, merchandise is all there. I'm not wearing the Bangin' Beers one tonight. I'm wearing the Not Cool in High School, but spend the extra five, whatever it is, bucks, get the premium. I'm telling you, they're way better shirt. It's it's so much lighter. They're stretchier. They're nicer in the warmer
weather.
There's
not a huge price difference either.
Yeah. So I would tell you to spring for the premium. And I think the logo looks a lot better on the shirt as well, in my opinion.
Sharper.
Yeah. Tonight, we're joined by Bob G. So Bob, I'm just going by his tap name. Mm-hmm. If you want to disclose your last name, you're more than welcome to. But we'll get into how you found the show and stuff. So how you doing, man?
Not too bad.
Excited to be here? I got to turn up.
Yeah. First time on a podcast.
We're breaking the podcast cherry, man. How did you come across Bangin' Beers Podcast?
Through the Untappd app, actually I came across your profile and I saw the logo and I checked the show out.
Yeah. Awesome, man.
Cool.
So you obviously don't think we're too much idiots because you decided to come hang out with us. But yeah, man. So you all seen us at Brewfest.
Yes.
Cool. It all paid off. One viewer is all of us. We nailed it.
One viewer at a time, man.
That's it.
That's how we do. We're just slowly conquering the beer world. So another thing, too, we have our brand new First Sip Brew Box beer video up, too, if you could check that out, our unboxing. Ben and Andrew had a fist fight to the death over the coffee.
Yeah, we got beat up.
Ben won, and then he just gave it to Andrew because he felt bad.
Thanks.
So you guys go check those guys out. So we're actually doing Revere Brewing Company in Tamaqua, Pennsylvania. The Revere and Stoker's are both in Tamaqua.
Yes, we
went to Stoker's one night, but it was right before COVID, and it was one of those nights. I think it was like December or July, and it was like 65 degrees out.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Really?
Yeah, it was nutty. Nutty.
Like people were like, you could have wore shorts in December. It was like a weird heat wave thing. And when we went there, I guess they had a venue that was supposed to do something, but it rained and like the whole ground was super muddy, so they couldn't do it. So they moved it to Stoker's that night. So we walked in and it was asses to elbows, and it would have been impossible to get a beer.
It was bad.
So we just kind of like, so we went out and we supported. We got the food, but we just couldn't get to the beer window to try their beer. So we have yet to try Stoker's, but we're excited tonight to finally dive into Revere. They're in our own backyard, and we've been slacking. That's on us. But they do can, which is awesome to know. So you can go and they do the cans right away for you today, right? And
yep. Yeah, 5:30 this afternoon, he's got canned.
Wow.
Perfect. Nice. Perfect.
And that's perfect for them, especially if you can't get around to their establishment. You have to be like, you're going through Tamaqua. Hey, I want a few cans. All right, cool.
Now,
that's pretty good.
Out of these four lineup, is there any in here that's your favorite?
Uh, I pretty much like all their stuff, but I am particularly fond of the jalapeno.
The jalapeno.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I've had one jalapeno beer. It might have not even been jalapeno. I think it was ghost pepper.
No, it was
ghost
pepper. The Berwick?
No. When I went to Tim's house, the hot Tim's hot heads hot sauce.
Okay.
He had one by Pizza Boy, and it was like, I think it was his peppers, and it was like a big fancy. It was bottled, and it was
interesting.
It was a peach jalapeno or a peach ghost pepper beer. And it was right after I just got done eating these hot sauces. So the beer was like just right on top.
Yeah,
just
icing made it, on the cake.
Yeah.
I had the jalapeno beer from Berwick Brewing
Cunningham?
Company. Cunningham.
Cunningham, yes.
Cunningham Brewing Company.
Okay, yeah.
That's a good one.
I've had it. It was not bad. It had a nice little jalapeno burn aftertaste.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If they're done right, they could really...
Cunningham actually does variations on it, too. I know they have a smoked one.
And yes.
Where the peppers are smoked.
Yeah. Peppers are smoked.
Cunningham is definitely on the list.
I did not care for that one. I did try that. I didn't care for the smoked jalapeno at all.
There was a jalapeno lager that was like in a clear bottle, and they actually had the jalapeno actually in the bottle itself.
Oh, the Cave Creek Chili Beer.
That one, yep. Yep, that's exactly the one. I didn't remember it.
Bob sounds like a jalapeno connoisseur here.
Yeah.
But I thought that was more of like, that would be a good cooking beer for the most part, because it had that much jalapeno.
Yeah, are you a hot sauce guy? Like hot stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever try Hot Heads hot sauce?
Yeah, actually, I have had some of their stuff.
Yeah. They're good. They're a good time.
You can pick up the jalapeno on the odor.
Oh yeah, it smells. That's just straight up jalapeno.
Oh yeah, it just smells like a garden.
Yeah.
What's it called? Is it Free Will? I think has Safe Word. It's a mango habanero.
Safe Word
IPA. Fantastic. Like it only has a little bit of burn, but like the mango and habanero really like kind of complement each other.
It's 1,000 degrees in this kitchen. So, or sorry, in the podcast studio.
Yeah, the
curtains.
Studio.
The curtains kitchen. Hide the fact that we're in a kitchen. Yeah.
I don't think it's that bad in here.
Oh, man, I've been here most
of
the day.
I've been like rocking and rolling, minding my own business. I'm like,
it's not bad.
All right, here we go.
That is not
bad. I'm normally not a jalapeno fan at all. But
so, jalapeno pale ale from Revere Brewery. It's a wheat, American pale wheat beer, clocking at 5.8 ABV%. American pale ale batched with 5 pounds of jalapeno peppers. Peppery, smooth, subtle, and light.
All right, so here's... I think all the jalapeno style beers I've had were either smoked beers or they try to do an IPA. I'm going to be honest. I think this being a wheat beer sets it apart. I think being a wheat, I think this, because the wheat kind of gives it that earthier tone more.
Yep.
And it complements the jalapeno. This is and like I said, I'm not someone who can get a pepper and eat it. This is good. This is a good beer. I like this.
Yeah, this isn't bad. Like, it has that jalapeno-y-ness to it, but there's no heat.
No.
Like, I don't get any heat. Like, some, like my wife's like, oh, like, you, like that has zip to it. I'm like, no.
No.
But I love hot. I really love hot stuff. But this has, like, no heat to it. Whatsoever.
It's no heat. It's all flavor.
Yeah, but I think you're with the wheat, it does mellow it out. Like, it's like, I remember I had a jalapeno lime lager at Pizza Boy once. It was the most god-awful beer I've ever had in my life.
Man.
Like, I was one, like, I couldn't, I used to, I just... made people drink it to torture them. It was terrible. But this is nice. Like, I could definitely drink this.
It's definitely a sessionable beer, and it's something different rather than getting the hops and whatever, you know, flavors that usually would go into a beer. It's kind of like its own thing.
Funny,
really.
It kind of gives, like, I think it complements the hops to it. Like, it has like an earthiness to it with the
the peppery and then
But I think it's almost it's almost like a hop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's pretty wild.
I think definitely going with the wheat on this is definitely the way to go.
Yeah, it was a very smart decision overall. It kind of reminds me of like that mashed potato beer. It's a little bit different when they use the mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
So hey, like
in the chat, Bernoski 8. Am I saying, I'm probably saying that wrong? What's going on, man? Welcome to the stream.
That might be Joey Bernoski.
It might be Joey. Joey, go Caps. What do you think, Pops?
Definitely different jalapeno beer than I've tasted before.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, the wheat is definitely different than the IPAs I've had before. I like it. I'm not in love with it, but I like it.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite jalapenos I've had.
You can definitely taste the jalapeno.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have the. It's a more subtle pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Than others I've tasted before were a lot stronger on the pepper burn.
Mm-hmm.
This is a lot smoother and subtler.
That is actually one of the things that they've told me, too, is that their intent here was to bring the flavor and keep the heat at a minimum.
Yeah, yes. They nailed it.
Absolutely. Yes. I yeah, love this. Really, yeah, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ben, what do you think of this one?
I definitely like it. Again, like, it's just something totally different. The, like you're saying, the wheat aspect of it really makes this beer stand out. Like I was saying earlier with like that one jalapeno beer with the pepper in it, like that was used for cooking because it was like way too over. That's like overpowering. I know I've had some hotter beers into like from Flying Dog.
Flying Dog makes
Flying
a jalapeno.
Dog, they make a like
wasn't
a Carolina.
Peach,
it was like a Carolina. Or it was like a Carolina Reaper one.
I think it was peach
or ghost
too.
Pepper one, and yeah. Then like Self Immolation from Pizza Boy. They made it with their Sunny Side Up Stout, which yeah. I thought was pretty good then, too. But this one I really like. Like what they were saying, their intent was to go for flavor, minimum heat. They did a good job. I'd give it 3.5.
Yeah.
3.5 solid.
Going right for the score already. All right. Yeah. Real quick. I have not. Has anyone here had the hot? You had the hot dog beer.
Yes. The Sheets one. The yeah. hot dog. Yeah. Yes,
what,
I have.
What did you think of it?
No. It was you don't taste the hot dog whatsoever.
No.
But for $7 or $8 for a 4-pack, it was solid West Coast IPA.
Cool.
Yeah, dude.
$7 or $8, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's super cheap, and I mean, Neshaminy Creek made it. Yeah. So, but yeah, no, the hop dog was good. Like, if you're looking for an actual hot dog, it does not taste like hot dogs.
It's a hot dog flavored water. Yeah. Like biscuit beer. yeah, I'll go with my score here quick. I don't like peppers. I don't like any of that kind of jalapeno. But I honestly, I think, If without, like how we were saying before, I know we're weird, but no heat, just the flavor. Mm-hmm. And I think the flavor with the wheat style flavor, I don't know, I really enjoyed it. It's something that I went into not expecting anything high. So when I did taste, I was like, wow. Like, so it's getting bonus points for me when it comes to the score. I'm giving it a 4 because I did not expect that to be.
I went 3.25. Yeah. It's good. I like it.
I can have a pint of this
on a taster level. I gave it, I don't know if I could give it a 3.25 on a full pint. I think this, for me, this would be 1, maybe 2, and then I gotta move on to something else. But it's good.
This is a good meal beer.
Yeah, actually, that's what I was gonna say. So I go 3.5. It's not something I could drink every single day. It's super solid. However, being attached to a Mexican restaurant, I could hammer this down with that food there.
Yeah.
Definitely it would totally compliment anything on the menu.
Some tacos and a jalapeno beer?
Yeah, man.
Chimichanga, baby.
We're getting a nice burrito.
Yeah.
Brisket tacos.
Yeah.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, they make brisket tacos,
too. Oh, nice.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a nice carnitas.
I'm in. I think it's awesome. I'm pumped.
I like that.
Yeah, that definitely knocked out of the park. Good job, Revere. Now we're on our next one.
Do we get Bob's?
Oh, yeah, Bob. Sorry. I apologize.
Like I said before, I love this one. It's one of my favorites. I have one every time I'm there. It's a 5 in my book. I love it.
The fiver, awesome. Baby.
Right out of the chute, Bob gives one a 5.
Yeah. is this a go-to place for you? Is this like a frequently established place you go to?
Yeah, I go to both breweries in town pretty regular.
Yeah. Outside of, are you from the Tamaqua area?
I live in town, yep.
You live in Tamaqua? Now, outside of the Tamaqua breweries, what are some of your favorite breweries out there right now?
That I've gone to recently. I love going to Cunningham. That's good. I like to go to Berwick a lot.
Mm-hmm.
One of my things, I call it the hat trick. I go down to Allentown. Hijinks. Okay. The Colony Meaderies right across the hall. And right down the hall in the same building is County Seat Spirits, so you can hit a meadery, a brewery, a distillery all the same day. I don't know if you guys do the mead thing or not, but
yes. we're open to it, yeah.
Kind of want to really get into that, yeah.
Mead's good stuff, especially the place you're talking about. Plus, like, you got your Yergi shirt on. That's one of my favorites, too, because Funk's right down the street. Then you go down to Yergi's and it has the distillery attached to it, too, yeah. That usually is a Sunday I don't remember.
Rish, you're driving. All right, what do we got here, Ben?
So, the Kolsch by Revere Brewing Company is a Kolsch. It's a 4.4% alcohol by volume beer. And that's it. Light, smooth, and lemony.
4.4. All righty.
This has a different taste.
Yeah?
It's got like a corniness to it.
Has a good smell.
Tastes like water with a little bit of lemon in it. to me. Not bad. Not a bad thing. But it's okay.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I... This is a Kolsch style. I don't think I've ever had a Kolsch style beer ever before.
That might be why it's tasting a lot different for me.
It's literally something I've never had ever before.
I don't think I've ever had one.
Yeah.
It's like a light lager. Like a naturally light lager. Pilsner.
I know it, there's like the variations with it, but I think we had one when we did the other half fifth anniversary beers.
There was a Kolsch in there?
Yeah, because the one was Swedes in Heat. It was a Kolsch with pineapple in it. So that was like a 4.8 then, too.
Hold on one second. Kolsch is a style of beer originating in Germany. It was originally gravity between 11 and 14 degrees. Listen, all that means nothing to me. I don't know what any of that means. Let's see.
It's
a crisp, sparkling, and slightly fruity. Kolsch is often described as a soft, delicate hops, almost always of the German variety. They have a place in the Kolsch beers. So it's a German-style beer.
Reinheitsgebot.
Let's see here. Now, I think the only thing with this one, I like the style, but I have a really hard time with lemon-flavoring beers. There's two different types of flavor profiles I struggle with beers. It's lemon and coconut. And the coconut, every time coconut's in, I feel like I'm drinking suntan lotion. And every time lemon, I get that, not like a cleaner. Like anytime lemon hits me, I get that Pine Sol, I get that cleaner style. Mm-hmm. It is very crisp. It is very clean. It is a very refreshing beer. It hits all those notes. I just think the only thing that deters me from it, that would probably hurt the score a little bit, is the lemon flavored. Okay. For me personally. I'm not going to get my score yet. I'm going to drink a little more of it. But if anyone wants to add to what they're experiencing.
I mean, it's a nice, light, easy drinker. Nothing fancy about it. I don't get the lemon on it. Like, I'm not getting any lemon.
I agree with you. I tend to characterize that more like corn than lemon.
I get like a corn, like a corn.
I get
graininess to it, like, and not malty, but like that graininess to it.
I get the corn up front, but then after the aftertaste that sits on my tongue, I get lemon.
Yeah, I'm not getting the lemon. But either way, I give it a solid 3. I mean, it's a good, I could crush it all. I would take this over like a Keystone Light.
Yeah.
Or like any other random, like, light beer.
Do they have outdoor seating?
Yes, they do. That's relatively recent, but yes, they do.
Yeah, this would be a good outdoor seating beer.
Yeah, this is a good yard games beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like playing cornhole, horseshoe, something like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the irony of that, because it tastes like corn. Cornhole, good cornhole beer, yeah. With this one, like, you can tell that there is something with it. Like, saying about the corn, like, I never really pick up, like, corn flavor, you know, like that corn flavor of it. Because usually with, like, your oat creams, usually that has the corn, you know, like, corn mash into it. That's why they're called oat cream ales, and to, like, cream ales in the first place. But with this in mind, you know, it's just, it's like a step above. Like a Miller Lite or anything like that for me. I would probably go with Andrew with a 3 on this one, too. It does have a little bit of a different flavor to it, and I definitely don't mind that. That's actually a good thing. But I probably would just be like, whatever. You know what I mean? This is kind of like a nice palate cleanser of a beer.
Mm-hmm.
Same with the jalapeno wheat, then, too. I would go, those two would definitely be great palate cleansers, or you just need a break from the harder stuff. You just be like, oh, go light. So there you go.
My sentiment's exactly on what everybody just said. I gave it a 3 as well. The corniness, I didn't pick up the lemony. I picked up more of like a corn, different flavor than, and I'm guessing it's just because it's the Kolsch. I've never had one, but crushable, refreshing. You know, one of those all dayers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I could drink that all day long. Especially like the way the weather's been the last week or so.
Yep.
Perfect outdoor beer when it's right off the tap.
Ice cold.
Yeah. This is ice colder. Yep.
Yeah. This gets a little warm.
I can do this on the beach too.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think my score reflects of what I do like it. But I'm gonna go with a 3 on this one.
Definitely nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, it's better than average.
Yeah.
I think it's a style, too. I think the style does have to grow on me. It's something, like, when you taste it first and you've never had that style, it's like, whoa, that's different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. Don't forget, we're just trying to get exposed to different styles and what have
you. Versus the and all that. I mean, it's not a super popular style now, especially with the IPA rage. But I think the lagers and pilsners are starting to grow again, so I think Kolsch will probably be right on.
Bring them back, baby. Bring all the lager and pilsners back. Yeah, dude,
the new, like, the dry hop lagers, oh, man.
So we do good. Have a hoppy lager in the fridge that my dad brought, but we might sneak it in for another episode. Yeah. Do they have any lagers or pilsners? I mean, if they're doing these crazy Kolsches.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. I have to definitely want to check out their. I try to get everyone's lagers. I like it's been like a thing on the show, and everyone's like, "I'm going to bring Tony a lager," and I like all of it. Bring
that's
all
what
the
I've
lagers.
Been like going on too. Like when I go to the beer store, I'm like, another hazy IPA.
Yeah.
Like I love them, but I'm like, what kind of lagers we got going now?
Yeah.
Like, and they used to be like the opposite. I'd be like, I'm so sick of lager because just growing up on Yingling. I mean, I needed. But something else.
What about the Schwartz beers? What about the Stein beers? What about Schwartz those?
Beers.
Yeah, all those kinds of freaking beers. They don't get beers. Any appreciation. What
it
about
depends.
Saisons?
Oh, I hate Saisons. I don't hate Saisons, but some are
it's
okay.
It's a different flavor.
Yeah. It's the Belgians in general just aren't, don't get it. I don't know if it's the yeast or the grain profiles they use on, but it's just, I feel like all Belgians taste super
oh,
similar.
Oh, boy. Oh. What do you guess? Coffee.
Uh-oh, yeah, Tony is
here we
out.
Go. Now we're getting
Tony's
into
like,
my flavor profile.
Senior's like, yes. Junior's like, what?
I gave it. I took a smell, and that's. I dictated my pour based
oh,
on the
porter,
smell.
Man.
As soon as I saw his face, I knew I was going to like it.
I'm going to be honest. Honest, though, I think the name is a home run in this area.
Vanilla Porter. Coal Digger.
Coal Digger.
That smells like Cocoa Krispies.
It does.
Cocoa Krispies? What the?
Ooh.
I like their logo to this, man. That
you
revere.
You might not hate this.
Really?
This might be beer of the night for me.
All right, now I'm smelling it more. I am getting more chocolate.
I'm not getting coffee on it.
Whoever wants the rest of that, go for
you
it.
You might be surprised. It's got more of like a chocolateness to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's a real strong roast.
Ooh. I've had this before.
Don't you love that when you're like, oh, hey, this beer is cool. And then you're going up like, I have this? What do you I think Tony
wait,
likes
what?
It.
Wait, what? Second opinion.
I'll, let me get it. Let me get in this.
Mikey
let me get
likes
this.
It.
Second opinion.
Where the hell did I have this?
Mikey likes it. Oh, man.
Do they, well, obviously they keg. Here's my goal. Here's my goal of the show. Kind of like, if one thing that gets me really excited is
going
like
to Yingling Mansion and hire, interview Dick Yingling.
Well, I'd like to drink a Chetty with, I'd like to drink a Lord with the Lord.
Oh,
I mean, you
God.
Know what I mean? But, no, I,
oh, God,
when,
fucking cherry on top and whipped cream and shit. Right. Wow.
So, anyway, what I'd like to do. Is one thing that really excites me is if I have like a band on or I put together a show and then two bands become friends and they work together on projects or they do shows together. Makes me feel really good. Like that connection was built. What I would really like is like Revere obviously cans and taps their beer. So you like they have kegs of it. Like if one day we can get like the Coal Digger into McNiff's in Monty City for a day, or just like to kind of get, kind of say like, hey,
they do. Revere does distribute to some local restaurants.
Yeah,
and
because I honestly, and this is someone who does not like darker beers. I'm not a porter guy, but I honestly think, out of the porters I've had, I think this Coal Digger would be an awesome hit in local bars in the area. Like if Jimmy O's or if
you served this in like November, like
I actually,
getting to the winter time,
like
this
a fall
would,
beer.
This would like near the end of fall, beginning of like
so,
winter, that would definitely be a beer I would.
This is like a better
with.
Version of the Yingling chocolate porter, even though it's a vanilla porter.
It honestly is.
I think so, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's not super thick.
Like
it drinks very smooth and light.
And it doesn't have that back half of like that porter taste.
Yeah, no,
it's
very,
like that weird,
it's a very nice light
flavor,
porter.
Nothing like that.
Because I mean, porters
all.
Aren't supposed to be really thick. I mean, you're getting the color all from the roast. It's not like a stout.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like the next level down from a stout.
I gotcha. Yeah.
But no, this is fantastic.
I can't remember if it was on the board when I was in there today or not, too. But they make a really great toffee stout as well.
Ooh. Okay. How many do they have on the board? Like when you go there, how many?
If I remember correctly, it's 12.
Wow.
Okay. Nice.
Wow. We got to get in there.
Yeah.
We got to get in there.
And let me...
Revere, we're coming for you.
We're coming for you, Revere.
Now...
We start cutting a promo.
If I heard you correctly, you said toffee stout.
Yes.
Ooh. That sounds
okay.
Awesome.
All right.
Like a Heath bar.
All right, I'd be game for that. Wow.
You want to pull out your stouts then? We're at that point on the show.
I have the two of them out. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, Mount.
I have them underneath underneath the table.
He's been sitting them in his balls.
This is something that I think more bars in our area should cover. And I mean, I know a lot. I know some bars do listen to the show. Reach out to Revere. See if you can get this and put a keg in your tap. And I mean, right now it's kind of tough because you can't have people really inside.
Yep.
But if everything kind of goes back to normal when October, November rolls around, see if you can get a keg of this and throw it in your bar. I think it's going to do very well. And I think it's a good way to build those relationships between local bars and local breweries. I said right now, the only besides Yingling, I know that Black Rock Brewing in Pottsville, but I don't think they're at the point where they're making enough that they can share with people. Pillar Roo's coming soon. I believe they do. They can make some kegs, and they could probably. I know they do it with Pottsville Hucklebucks. Hucklebucks every now and then has a Pillar Roo brew on tap. I know they're working with Snitz and stuff.
They do a lot of their can releases and stuff.
Yeah, too. So there is ways to get. You know, they are putting themselves out there, but I think a lot of it comes down to the breweries and the brewery itself and the bars. Like, hey, if this was in Monty City, I think it would do really well. This would do really well in Frackville. Frackville, like I said,
Black Diamond definitely.
Frackville's a good craft beer town, man. Mm-hmm. We do really well in this area.
I think if McNiff's was able to get it,
they would do it.
She would put it on at least once.
McNiff's four taps are almost always some type of craft beer. Yep. I think we were there the other day. They had Haste Charmer, Perpetual Ale, Killian's, and what was the fourth one?
I want to say I think it was Miller Lite, but don't quote me on that.
Yeah, I thought they were all. I thought all four were craft.
No, I think they usually reserve one for your
domestic,
you know, domestics and stuff like
but,
that.
Yeah. And they cover all. They usually
depends on what they
get. And they
get.
Usually always try to have every Yingling style in there. I know they still had some of the other Yinglings still on in there, but yeah, man, definitely this is one that I think would do very well across the county. Just the name alone, the Coal Digger. I think if people seen it and seen us from Tamaqua, I think this is one that can really get them on the map and get more people aware of Revere.
I'll give it stats and I'll give my rating then too. So Coal Digger Vanilla Porter is a Revere brewery. American Porter, clocking at 6.4% alcohol by volume. The notes are vanilla, dark, smooth, strong, and roasty. I give it a 3.75 because it doesn't give that really, like, porter back finish to it, like the back half of it. It really finishes smooth. It has that little bit of that porter to be like, hey, I'm a porter, but then smooths it out with vanilla and the rest
smooth. This is a porter you can drink multiple of. It's not going to – it doesn't have that full feeling where you're like full after one. Has anyone here had Breckenridge? Am I saying that right? Breckenridge.
Yeah.
How does it compare to their vanilla porter?
It's a lot lighter.
A lot lighter?
Yeah.
There you go. There's your answer. I love the chat, guys. Keep it up, man.
It's
I appreciate
like
it.
The Breckenridge is pretty – it's almost like a stout, I think.
Yeah, it's a little thicker.
If I can recall, but this is a little bit lighter. Even if you look at the color, you can see it's like a little more of a caramel than it is like that blackness.
I don't like darker beers, and this was – I scored this. I'll just give my score because I already talked enough about it. A 4. I gave it a 4.
I'm going to agree with Ben. Pretty much everything he said was spot on.
Yeah.
3.75. Like,
wow. Okay, cool. All right.
I don't even normally
I win tonight.
Don't even score these beers.
Like, I was
there
close,
you go, yeah.
Like, I think it's between 3.75 and 4, but I think Ben hit it on the head. So I agree with him. I'm going to go 3.75. Like, it's not something I can crush or anything. Not that the style of beer is one you do that with, but I could do like one, maybe two, I think, in a sitting and then call it a day. But I think it's good.
Yeah.
And to kind of add on to it then too, this would definitely be a good winter beer.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Fall, winter.
See, that's I agree. This is something like where you're having it at the brewery and you have a pint of it. It's going to be in your glass a little bit longer and warm up more, and that as it warms, the vanilla tends to really come out more.
Yeah.
You just don't have the opportunity to get that right in the taster. But
yeah. No, I that flavor profile was fantastic.
Yeah, that's a 4 in my book.
Yeah.
4 for me as well. I honestly don't remember having it the first time.
Where'd you have it? Where'd you have it?
I forgot a tag where I had it.
I saw a few people had it that I know had it tagged at Cigars International.
Oh, you know what?
It might have been.
If I remember the story correctly, and if anyone out there is listening and I mess it up, correct me, but because I hate to spread disinformation. But
yeah.
I believe they actually won a contest with this. And that was part of the deal for winning the contest. Was
to
put
be
on tap at
really
Cigars
cool. wow.
International.
Were they at the Wine Beer Fest in Hazleton a couple of years ago?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
I'm thinking that's where I might have tried.
I've only been to the Hazleton Festival once.
Is that the one they have out by the ball field?
Yes.
Yeah. For some reason, I'm thinking I may have had it there. And I thought it was good. I gave it like a 3.25 then. Mm-hmm. But now that I've had it the second time, I bumped it up to a 4.
Almost.
I like it.
Oh, no, rip.
That was going to go on the table. When we come for you, it's already ripped, Ben. I like that label. I think that's a snick.
Let me work my magic.
That's a sick little sticker.
Yeah, I like the whole coal digger thing, too.
Yeah, I'm a fan of that. All right, let's get our next one going here. This is the Zombie IPA.
And I'll read that off right off the bat. Zombie IPA is a New England IPA clocking at 6.9, nice, ABV. Heavily citrus hop and flavored New England IPA. Citrusy and bitter.
All right, now
did you add the nice, or was that part of the description?
No, I added that.
Because it'd be kind of funny if it was part of the description.
6.9, like nice. No, it's actually it would 6.9% be funny if
it was,
alcohol by volume.
It would be pretty funny if it was part of the description. That was like 6.9, nice.
Nice.
Zombie IPA.
So this right. This checks in four friends and averages.
Man, you fucking ham-bone this thing. I have to perform.
Stop it.
Oh, come
you're
on.
Fucking playing with knives and you're drinking. I don't like it. we'll get it. I'm sure Revere will get us one.
They said this is a New England?
This is that's what it's described as.
It's a darker New England.
It looks like a West Coast.
Whew.
Pungent. What's it called again?
It's called Zombie IPA. I'll get you tagged. No biggie.
I got it.
It does have it does have our
pungent.
It's got
a little cat going on.
But also there's like some fruitiness to it.
It's got a little bit of cat though.
There's some cat piss.
There is some cat.
There is a little bit of cat piss going on in there.
There is some cat piss. All
right, so when we say cat piss, it's not. It's not a good sound.
The hallmark of a good IPA.
Yeah,
it's not derogatory.
It's not a derogatory.
For some of us, it's not. Of us, it might be.
Well, you know what? Before we get into it, I know that I hung out with Hedder today, Andy Hedder.
Okay.
And I was telling him about like I hate how he used the word cat piss because like
it sounds terrible
with my work. There's a lot of people. There's a few people that
you should probably stop right there.
I'm just saying.
No, cat piss needs to be pungent. A flavor profile. I'm sorry. It does.
Pungent. No, that's fine.
It needs to be a flavor profile.
Or like a nose. Like the nose.
Yeah.
It's very cat piss nose.
With the noses of cat piss and
if someone can come up with a different adjective besides cat piss, I'll use it.
I mean, we can go dank. I mean.
I don't know.
Okay.
I like cat piss better.
The more I smell it, though.
It's not heavy.
I'm not really. There's like a hint of cat piss. Like I know one of my cats in the house did something, but I can't figure out where.
It's a fresh cat piss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it hasn't sat for a while, so it hasn't. The odor hasn't grown.
Someone was a dick and pissed next to the litter box, but I don't know which one.
I agree with you here. This is more of a West Coast than a New England for me.
I can't taste the hops, honestly.
I don't either.
That's definitely that does taste like a West Coast 100%.
I don't think it tastes like an IPA.
I wonder how they came with the term zombie on this.
I'm kind of curious too. It doesn't say anything about it.
I do like it. It's once again, I think this is another style IPA and a flavor profile that I can honestly say like I can't relate this to another style of beer I've had before. Like, doesn't taste like anything I can like. Well, this is kind of on the comparable to this.
Yeah, it's for me, it's an IPA light because it doesn't have that really. You can taste
bitterness
the hops
to it.
You can taste the bitterness to it, but it's just
all right.
It's
everyone
easier.
Else is tasting that too, and I'm not getting the Rona.
What?
Like I'm like I'm not getting like a flavor out of it.
The color like reminds me of. It looks like now this is gonna kind of go back because my Nana had. Kerosene here, so it looks like kerosene a little bit. The color
it has a lager look almost.
It does have like a lager look to it.
Yeah,
an amberish, a dark amberish lager tint to it.
It's a nice color. It's definitely a nice color. It's
appealing. I was excited with the New England, and I kind of get a little more of the West Coast from it. I still really enjoy it. I'm gonna go 3.5 with this one.
I'm going a little.
I would drink that all day.
I'm going to give it a 3.5 only because it's. I think it's stronger than a 3.25.
Yeah.
Mm. Am I the only one?
I
feel like what's his face? One bite and everybody knows.
One bite.
Keep taking a bite.
One bite.
Keep taking a
El
drink.
Presidente.
Yeah.
Am I picking up almost like a jalapeno flavor? It's like an earthy jalapeno.
All right, so I get earthy too. So, all right, so sometimes I get into a thing where my mind, I read the label, and then my mind puts me into a flavor profile, which I think is what they're trying to do when they name it. Like, I say this, I'm not saying it to be negative or disrespectful, but like when I think zombie, I think rotting and an old and like a dusty, earthy, like they come from the ground type. And that's kind of what I'm getting. If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
But I don't want to say like rotty or old or like.
I don't know if dank is the right word.
No, it's not dank at all.
Dank,
actually.
Dank for me is almost like pine coney.
No, it's not dank.
No, dank is more of like that. Like dark.
To me, this is more earthy.
It's hard to nail down what you're
getting. It is. And that's probably not a bad thing because it's not. Like we've said, it's not a flavor profile I've ever had before.
Yeah, it's
like,
different.
It's like the cloche. I've never had this kind of IPA before.
If it didn't say IPA on the can, I would not think this was an IPA.
Same.
Yeah,
especially
exactly.
In New England.
You stumped us twice here, Bob. You got us twice here with the cloche and the zombie.
We got it. We definitely got to go to this
trip,
fucking
brother,
place.
Road trip.
We got to definitely go.
We got to talk to the brewers.
See, I can't even go
knock
hoppy.
On your door and be like, "Hey, Bob."
I can't even go hoppy because it's
not
like it's on the verge of my
like
the IPAs I don't like, the pine cone, earthy, hoppy type. It's on the verge of that, but it's not quite there.
There's like a
that's
slight,
what I said. It's like,
an astringency
IPA
light. To it.
Yeah.
To me, at least, it really tastes. It's definitely like a West Coast to me more than a New England.
Yeah,
because that New England style, that's like that juicy, you know,
yeah.
Like more of like that pungent, like dank, like more like marijuana weed type of like scent to it. This one is just more along the lines of like, okay, you want to have a beer that's just a little bit bitter, but at the same time, you taste a little bit of that pine resin to it. Like, I'm a pine resin type of guy. I don't think this is bad. I really don't think this is bad at all. I think that this is kind of mislabeled in a way. It happens, you know what I mean? But
I would like to try different batches to see
if
there's a difference.
Yeah, that would be an interesting evolution of this zombie IPA beer, really. Yeah. And, I'll just give it right off the bat. I'll give it a 3.5 because it is a decent, like, it's not a New England. It's definitely a West Coast on my taste buds, and it's doing what it's supposed to do. But it actually finishes off clean, which
yeah,
is really nice.
Clean.
Yeah. So that's where I stand with it. 3.5.
3.5. We go backwards this time.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
I mean, well, yeah, Bob.
Again, this is another one that I drink on a fairly regular basis. I'm pretty fond of it. I could drink this all day long. It's a 3.75 for me.
All right. Yeah, senior.
I said 3.5.
Oh, did
earlier.
You say 3? Yep. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yep, 3.5.
I don't.
It's a strong.
I don't think it's bad, but I also don't think it's good. I'm going 2.75. It's definitely mislabeled. It's not a New England IPA. Like I said, I was worried. I'm like, are my taste buds going? Do I have the Rona now? Because like, I don't taste the hops. I don't taste anything of an IPA with it. I mean, it's clean drinking. I could drink more than one, but I don't know. It's just something's not sitting with me right. But I mean, it's not terrible. I mean, it's above average.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it a 2.75. It's above average. So
yeah,
that's where I'm at.
So we had to do a part one and part two here for the video. Some reason the internet went out on the Wi-Fi, so I have it wired in. So when you guys leave earlier, just leave later. Just be careful of the wire behind you. So if you're here, thanks for coming back. If not, the audio is still good, so the audio will be one solid thing, but the video may be broken up into two parts. All right.
Dun-dun.
Oops.
All right. Well, Tony, perfect timing. Now we get into the second half.
Well, thanks for bringing these ones along, Bill.
Yeah. Tony didn't get
introducing
did you get
us to a brewery
already?
That
I said,
we...
I said 3.5.
Okay. Introducing a brewer we're probably long overdue on, but...
Yeah, very that's
long
a,
they're all super solid, though.
Yeah,
like, I definitely
absolutely.
Need to visit.
Two of the beers he just... Well, three. I mean, three out of the four beers that he brought tonight are flavor profiles that I can say I've never had before. I've never had a wheat jalapeno.
Yep.
I've never had a Kolsch that I can remember. I know Ben said we had one. If he said it, I'll probably believe him, but I don't remember it. And the zombie is an IPA I think I've never experienced before.
Yeah.
And that porter is someone who does not check in porters or dark beers, and I gave it a 4. That's a solid lineup.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
I already have my beer of the night. and it might be one of these four. And we still have three more to go.
So the next beer that we're going to be doing is an Imperial Stout collaboration.
There you go, Big Tony.
With it's the Black is Beautiful Imperial Stout with molasses, cinnamon, banana puree, and walnut. And this is from Evergreen, Wolf, and Harris Family Brewing Company. So
our boys over at Harris Family Company are fucking killing it, by the way. They have hit their marker. They're in full build mode. They're gonna be up and running before we know it. Love those guys. Finally excited. This is actually my first beer that has the Harris stamp on it.
I think it's all of us, really.
Yeah, that we've had. So I'm pretty excited to really get this in, man. Shout out to Harris. They welcomed us in with opening arms to their brewery. We'd love to come back. If you ever have a spot for us, let us know.
Banging Beers episode 75, first appearance of Harris Family Brewing Company, along with second appearance of Wolf Brewing Company.
Wow.
And yeah.
I'm a big fan of Wolf, too. I would really love to do something with
and
Wolf.
And Evergreen.
Wolf Cola.
There's three good reasons why I actually went today for this one. Only 2 4 packs per people because they had an 80 case wheeled.
Yeah,
75 sold yesterday.
Yeah, people really want the Black is Beautiful. And
there's a little bit left. Who wants it?
This Black is Beautiful is really taken off when it comes. This is not just something in Pennsylvania. I think this is a worldwide beer. I think people are doing the Black is Beautiful.
There's a ton of different variations.
And it's really bringing awareness. Huh. It's doing really good things. I ordered a glass from. But I don't know if something happened with the shipping or if something's going on there. But another one, too. I know we talked about Wolf and Harris, but me personally, mm-hmm. when it comes to like who's the top of your food chain when it comes to beers in the area, for me, honestly, right now, I think my top. And now when I say this, Trogs is always my number one. Trogs and Yingling are like neck and neck for number one. But I think the number one underneath them, I think Evergreen has really made a mark on me.
Evergreen's wonderful.
I love Evergreen. I think they make great beers. I think they're doing cool stuff there. But
okay, right. I'm going to rattle this off right off the bat what I'm tasting right now. That is a very fresh banana bread.
Yeah.
Like, it literally came out, and, like, you let it cool for about 15 minutes, and you just sort of, like, fuck it, I'm hungry, I want to eat it. That's exactly how it tastes. It's that... It has like a really like sweet, and I'm gonna hate myself when I say this, more like a moist slice of banana bread. I'm not kidding you.
I mean, there's no way really to describe that beyond that.
Well, it has like that juiciness to it.
I'm agreeing with you. Yeah. Moist. Yeah. I mean, it's moist.
So moist. I want to rattle some off.
That's
here.
Different.
So if you type in Black is Beautiful, I just want to. So we have Weathered Soul Brewing Company. We have Brewdog, Fermont, Finback, Kane Brewing, Foreign Exchange, Vitamin C Brewing. Burial Brewing, Revision Brewing, Seaside Street, Great Notion, Cabin, Icarus. I mean, there is thousands of brewers jumping on this Black is Beautiful thing, and it's just it's like I said. I think all money goes to the Black Lives Matter things. It's just everybody is jumping in on this.
You see that, Ken? When you're
Founders going. Has made a Black is Beautiful. It's voodoo.
It's like, it's hosted by Weathered Souls Brewing Company. They're like the.
They had the recipe, but everyone else has a variation of the Black is Beautiful.
Now, who do we check for this one? This Evergreen?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, Bob was like flies on shit on this one. He checked that in 100%. I'm like, wow. It was absolutely like, good job, Bob. You're beating me to the punch already. But that's okay.
That's not hard. That's not hard to do, Ben. Just
I got it. Mine came up Love City Brewing.
There's a ton.
Brutable,
beautiful.
Look at Black is
beautiful
Evergreen.
Yeah, in the same search line.
There's thousands of brewers who've done that. It's kind of like the all the world or what's
all together.
All together.
Yep, all together.
Which is cool, man. Like, that's a cool thing with the craft brewery where someone can just send a recipe and say, here's the recipe, do your variation, and we can all jump in on it.
All together's out there to support all like this hospitality workers that are being fucked right now because of COVID.
Yes.
Dude, fucking craft beer. This is the cool shit with craft beer that people don't realize, that how everyone can kind of come together as business partners and work together on one beer. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
So Black is Beautiful. This is the Evergreen variant as listed on Untappd. It's a pastry stout clocking at 9.5% alcohol by volume with Evergreen, Wolf Brewing Company, and a Harris Family Brewing Company. We partner with Harris Family Brewery and Wolf Brewing Company on our spin of the Black is Beautiful beer, a project joining 1,000 plus breweries worldwide in support of justice and equality for people of color. We used a supplied recipe from Weathered Souls Brewing Company and threw our spin on it, turning it into a banana bread-inspired stout featuring banana, cinnamon, walnuts, and a touch of molasses. So there you go. One person checked it at 4.0. That's sitting right on the right of me. So there you go. Right off the bat.
Yeah, that's it. Definitely get the banana bread, touch of molasses in there. And the only thing that worried me about this one is, to me, a lot of times cinnamon can overpower beer, not the case here.
That was my first thought.
I disagree. Yeah. For me, the cinnamon is too much.
So at the first sip, I'm like, that's all I taste is cinnamon. But as it mellowed out, all the other flavors are starting to come out now.
Yeah.
Because I thought the first thing, I'm like, ah, oh, there's too much cinnamon in this.
Yeah, when I smelled it, the cinnamon hit me right away.
Do you like
this?
The
fourth sip in.
Is something happening?
Go ahead.
Someone check the fucking weather or something, or a full moon out or something.
It's almost, I think.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
The Rona.
You're going to leave a can of that.
What? All right. This is the end of Banging Beers. Tony likes a stout. Sorry, everyone. All right.
Two stout. He's going to rate two dark beers in one night.
Get off your phone.
No, the cinnamon hit me right away. Fourth taste in, I'm still getting overpowered by cinnamon. I don't pick up the banana bread. I pick up a sweetness of the molasses and cinnamon.
It's the back half of it that you taste the banana puree.
I got a after taste burp that just went through. That's when I tasted banana bread. Honest to God.
It's a little bit.
It's not bad. It's just for me, it's a bit too much cinnamon.
Mm. Now I think.
Where do you land on it?
I can't give it a 4 because the vanilla porter is better. I gave it a solid 3.75. If it, I don't know when the cinnamon starts to go away.
Yeah.
But if the cinnamon went away a little faster for me, this would probably be beer of the night for me.
Like the
and yes, I can leave you a can.
You know, the funny thing, like I taste a little bit of that molasses and the cinnamon. It kind of gives me a little bit, I know you might not like this, Tony, but gives me a little bit of like a cinnamony maple syrup of a type, and then adds a little bit of that banana into it. Like when I tasted it the first initial sip, now the more that the flavors are coming out, it's like that maple syrup, and then the banana in there. It still actually is pretty. It's still great. I think it tastes great. I think banana stouts are awesome. The way if you can execute them right, they're awesome.
Yeah,
yeah. The 100%. The banana doesn't overpower. Like,
mm-hmm.
I said, I thought off the bat a little too much cinnamon, but as it's mellowed, I also feel the taste is mellowed.
You know what I was afraid of, besides the cinnamon, was a lot of banana. I've tasted in IPAs and stuff,
mm-hmm.
was just, I don't want to say overpoweringly banana, but you know how we used to.
It doesn't taste fake.
You know how, right.
It doesn't taste like a Runtz banana.
Yes.
We've had a beer that tastes like a Runtz banana.
Runtz banana, yeah. and it's like, this tastes like a horrible banana. Yeah. Runtz, this is subtle, you can tell
it's like legit banana.
So yeah. there's, did everyone give their, did you give your score?
I was going to give it a 4.
4?
I gave it a 4, too.
That's what I gave it as well, a 4.
A 4? Yeah. All right, so.
3.75. I mean, I'd love to give it a 4. I just, the cinnamon just, for me, overpowered.
I think it's between a 3.75 and 4 for me, but I think the bump up. Like this, my only gripe about this beer is that it's not December. This would be a great cold weather.
This would
beer.
Be a great. This yeah, yeah. is a great Thanksgiving beer.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
That's a great
Christmas
Thanksgiving
time.
Beer, yeah. yeah.
So there has been one other chocolate banana stout we had by the Pillaroo Boys.
Yeah. Well, you mean the peanut butter banana?
Peanut butter banana,
yeah.
yes.
I still have a bottle of that. Too.
That was fantastic. Mm-hmm. That was a good stout. Mm-hmm. And I don't like stouts, but I honestly think if you can do the chocolate peanut butter combo in stouts, I don't know if it's the banana, I don't know what it is, but I don't get coffee at all, and I enjoy the actual beer. This beer, every single flavor profile it's hitting, the banana, the cinnamon, the molasses, mm-hmm. I don't get any maple syrup, because that's another thing that turns mm-hmm. me off of stouts as well, is the maple syrup. This is the best stout I've ever had, for me.
That's great.
Because every stout to me tastes like old coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I want to say that I'm shocked, but Evergreen, Harris, and Wolf are all on project.
Three good reasons why to pick this
I up. Can't say that I'm not surprised.
But you can't because it's all gone.
That's why I asked my dad if he could leave a can. Mm-hmm. That's a five for me.
Holy shit.
For someone who doesn't check in stouts. And
you heard it.
And yeah, we need to edit in some sound effects when you say that.
Like fireworks. Yeah.
Fireworks and shit going off. Are you rating a stout of five?
We have the fucking strap where it pulls all the banana.
We're gonna do
the,
some graphics for
us. Confetti and all. Tony rated it a stout of five.
100% of five. This beer is unbelievable.
Wow.
Well, as soon as I drank it, I was like, no coffee.
Well, now I feel like shit for the other stat that I have. That's with the bourbon barrel and stuff too.
There is a little bit of boozy to this. I get a little bit of boozy.
Imperial pastry stout. So
but I really like this. I think
two imperial pastry stouts.
I'm into
I brought.
It. That's my front runner of the night so far. All right, grab your other beer.
Okay. We're gonna go with the triple IPA.
Oh, palate cleanser.
Yep. All right, this has a kangaroo on it. Rocking some cool, looks like Adidas is.
Is he dealing drugs?
He might be. This is called the Aussie Sweetness.
Aussie Sweetness.
Sorry.
That has, it's a triple IPA.
I'm getting.
Collaboration.
So we have a new term here.
Oh.
Not just on the show, but in life in general. So if you're getting a little drunk or you're a little buzzed and you feel you're not good to drive or you're not good to.
Are we allowed, trade?
Are we allowed to curse on the
you
podcast
can curse.
Page?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The new term is getting Billy Trade. So if you feel like you're getting a little drunk, just say, man, I'm getting real Billy Trade today.
And throw a glass of water into Tony's face.
Then punch a glass of water off the table.
We love you, Billy. Is he on there?
Yeah, that's exactly why.
He's laughing like hell, probably.
What did you say, Holy?
Junior just rated a beer a five, and it was a stout. A fucking five.
It's a big deal.
And it's a real big deal.
Yeah.
I would like to try. If anyone else has a can that they want to part with that is the Black and Beautiful, that's not this collaboration, let
Don't
us know.
Don't worry. We're going to be doing that at the It's Just Beer podcast.
We would like to try more of these collaborations to see how they turned out.
What do we got here?
So
Trippa.
Aussie Sweetness is a triple IPA from Equilibrium, clocking at 10% alcohol by volume. A Zoom call with Tripping Animals had us talking about kangaroos, Aussie hops, and Pete's newest kicks, his Sweetness Ruse. We decided to showcase a new favorite combination of Enigma and Galaxy hops in a taipa before adding copious amounts of marshmallows. Aussie Sweetness pours a milky yellow with explosive aromas of sweet fluff and citrus. We get flavors of tangerine, pineapple, and papaya in a thick and creamy milkshake-like flavor. Notes of fruits and Cool Whip meats, creamsicle doused with liquid fluff, all wrapped up in our EQ juice finish. This beer is extremely fun, very decadent, and truly does represent Aussie Sweetness. It may have you running over the holiday weekends like 9-time Pro Bowl selectee and Pro Football Hall of Famer Mike Ditka once described Walter Sweetness Payton, number 34, as the greatest football player he had ever seen, but an even greater human being. Shout out to Tripping Animals for the label art.
Well, already with that write-up
putting
Mike Ditka and Sweetness Walter Payton in it, you got a bump on your score.
Yo. Who would win in a fight?
This doesn't need
Hurricane
a bump.
Or Ditka.
Ditka.
But the hurricane's name is Hurricane Ditka.
Ooh. This does not need a bump. Holy shit.
It's really good. One of my friends have
this
checked this
in. This is exactly
in.
What they're all about here. The triples here.
Equilibrium makes amazing beers out of New York. This is a collaboration with a brewery in Florida. Tyler Budwash had checked this beer in. He gave this a 4.75.
Wow.
I'm with him. I'm going with it. 4.75.
I was reserving this one. I wanted to do more PA beers, but I got 2 4-packs of this, and my one buddy. I actually had 6 because we split a 4-pack.
This is a heavy hitter.
But this is definitely one I want you guys to try out.
This
for
will
the
get
health
you Billy Trade.
This will get you Billy Trade quick.
Ooh, yeah.
This is definitely an excellent summer triple IPA. If they keep, if they made it a different one with the same exact build that they have,
what is that checking at?
What percentage wise?
Yeah.
10.
This does not drink like a 10 at all.
It doesn't.
This
there's
dangerous.
A slight. I'm picking up a slight booziness at the end.
At the very end.
At the very end, I'm picking up a slight booziness, but mouthfeel.
Creamy.
Oh my God.
This tastes like an orange Julius.
If this, that's a yeah, marsh. If that this wasn't a 10, if this wasn't a 10%, I. crushable and all day.
That marshmallow.
But it would be a very short day for you.
Yes.
That marshmallow softens it out real nice.
So yes.
It's
almost like they put lactose in it.
What I like about it is there is no lactose in it, and it doesn't have that. Like, this is what a milkshake IPA I think should taste like.
Well, more
and
marshmallow.
It gives you like the mouthfeel, but you don't get.
Yeah, like I like
the sugar side.
I like the marshmallow as the sweetness in it. I think that's really cool. And
maybe marshmallow instead of the lactose is the way to go.
Well, I mean, I think it depends because the biggest reason they use lactose is because it doesn't ferment.
Yeah.
So it'll add the sweetness to the beer, but it doesn't ferment.
Longer shelf life too. Yeah.
So we had a marshmallow beer one time, and the cans were like ticking time bombs. Yeah.
Well, don't forget that was definitely more of the mead, 100%. That was just some wacky shit that happened there with that batch. They were still fermenting in the can. Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck is going on here tonight.
This
gave
is a
line out of
holy
five.
Holy fucking, you're giving an IPA.
I'm giving this a 4-5 right off the bat.
This might be one of the best lineups we've had.
This is beer of the night right now.
And we didn't even get to the last pastry.
And I love that. Right? I love that vanilla porter. Holy shit!
This is fantastic,
Bob. You contributed and came to a good show tonight, brother.
Oh yeah, you really came to a good one. I had it before. I was a little bit on the fence actually putting one in, actually including this one in the choosing of the lineup. I didn't know how you guys would have felt about it, but I feel fucking phenomenal about now. But no, I'm really glad. I don't know about you, Bob, but
I agree. This is good stuff.
Good.
Nice bitter off the hops right away. You get all the fruit flavors. The marshmallow kicks in. This is very well done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime we can have Equilibrium on the show, it's hard not to pass that up. They just make great beers.
4-7.
Yeah.
I think more along the lines of the Enigma and Galaxy hops really mix, and that marshmallow hits at the very end. That's what really makes that.
Bob, you got the premium untapped. You son of a bitch.
Bob's a premium over here, man.
He got 4.7 on here.
Yeah. He don't fuck around.
Yeah, no joke. He has like a Pabst Blue Ribbon thing around him, too. That's why.
You're going to make us have to step our game up, Bob.
Yeah, listen.
God damn, Bob.
If you're a fan of our program, you take this shit serious. You know what I mean? He's like, listen, I pay for premium untapped. I need a premium beer podcast. And he found one.
I didn't know how you, like, add premium.
Damn.
I think it's like only $5 for the year. It's like a super.
Oh, is that
I think
all?
It's 50. Oh,
50?
Yeah, for the year.
Oh, wow. I thought it was cheaper than that.
Yeah.
But I'll go with my rating.
Go ahead.
Like you said, 4.75. I'm going to probably follow in your coattails because it has the Galaxy, but the Enigma and the marshmallow really makes this a unique, simple triple that doesn't taste like a triple. Yeah. So 4.75 for me. I'm very glad you guys like it. So
yeah,
checking one off.
Yeah, this
card.
Is dangerous. I go 4.5. I think it's a little above that, but I don't have premium like some people. But no, this is anyone who's listened when I've been on, I don't care for milkshake IPAs. I don't think this is technically classified as one, but this is what a milkshake IPA should be.
Yeah.
This tastes like an Orange Julius in a beer form, and I. Fantastic.
What was that Equilibrium beer that we did with the pinball machines?
Rock Fantasy.
That's to this day, that's one of my favorite beers I've ever had. And
yeah.
It's Equilibrium.
That was a fucking mouthful of a write-up, too.
That was. Listen, I know we're making a trip to New York.
Yeah.
I don't know how far out of the way Equilibrium is for that trip, but that may be something we might have to find a way to, like on Sunday when we come home.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Because I know for my birthday, I want to go to Hudson Valley for my birthday because I want to get some of the sours that they have because they're actually like legitimately, they're getting back into the swing of like making better sours because they were in a little bit of a rut the last couple times. And the one had like sweet cherries and pistachios. Fruit and nuts in a freaking sour IPA. I think it was a double or trip. I think it's a double.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow. And then like, there's another one. It's a peach one then too. So
cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna get that for you too. You fuck yeah.
Goddamn. Right.
You know what? Fuck it. I bought my rating at 4.75.
4.75.
All right.
Anyone else have a score here, Dad? Where you at?
I'm probably gonna bump it up to 4.75 as well. That's just man. It's fun, man. So
when I'm not being a lazy piece of shit and going to the gym, I get these. Pre-gym, like the Jim Stepani supplements, and there's a pre-workout that's tangerine, and I mix it with the vanilla protein, and it tastes like an Orange Julius, and this tastes like that in beer form. It's fucking awesome.
You're like, that's amazing.
I'm gonna do a fucking push up right now. You gave your score here, Bob. You said 4-7.
Yeah, 4-7. Yep.
Yeah, man, this is solid.
All right, final one of the night, and you're gonna. Well, I'm still typing up my rating, so fuck me, diabetes. It's a pastry stout that's in bourbon barrel with cinnamon, maple, and I think something else then too. You have to look into it.
The label of this does not do it justice, but the on the bottle is
I love the bottle.
Is the diabetes guy. The guy from
Wilford
the commercial.
Wilford Brimley.
Yeah, Wilford Brimley.
Diabetes?
Oh, I'm gonna have diabetes. Some fun. I'm gonna have some fun with this. Oh, he actually pulled it up so I can read it. Thank you, Bob.
Dude,
wow.
Bob may replace you after this episode. He's
oh, come on.
He's got premiums untapped. He's quicker pulling stuff up, you know.
So anyhow, Rock Me Diabetes is an hourglass imperial double pastry stout, clocking in at our highest rating at 10.5% alcohol by volume.
10.5.
Diabetes.
Dude,
diabetes.
If Billy was on this show,
Billy would have died.
He would
have
been in a coma on the floor.
He would have.
He'd have been shaken.
Rip, Billy.
He would have had.
Is he still there?
He would have went through a whole sugar thing, a sugar shock.
Yeah. I feel like I. You know what? I'll mix it.
This has got to be spectacular. This is going to have to be spectacular to be equilibrium.
Rock me. Ooh, rock me diabetes. Get that insulin slicked up and ready to rock because this big old beer is sticky sweet and scrumptious. Aged in an ex-cinnamon vanilla maple syrup bourbon barrel, this decadent imperial pastry style adopts a uniquely confection-like character that could satisfy any sweet tooth. Expect an exquisite aroma of caramelized sugar, chicory, and vanilla paired with an indulgent spectrum, a saccharine spice, and a chocolate syrup finish. This sweetie could make even Wilford Brimley take the plunge. Diabetes.
All right. Dr. Zayas.
That was the best fucking read off. I love that.
So already I'm getting a strong maple, which is scary for me. I usually don't like to drink maple syrup flavor.
It's like brown sugary maple syrup. That is fantastic.
So this is super. I actually had it with somebody already, and it's super smooth.
It is very smooth, and there's like that little bourbon back end, but it's not like an overpowering bourbon.
Yeah. Wow. I don't hate it.
Ooh, I like that.
I don't hate it at all.
What? Are we going 3 for 3?
Did we
rip it?
Did we cross the threshold? That
I don't know. We'll see when we
get.
You want
to try some coffee now?
No, I don't want coffee.
No, I intended to pick this one solely because
you need more. You took a small pour.
Give me a little bit. Hit me up.
I intended for this one because with the bourbon barrel with him, he doesn't like the roastiness.
That's good.
So, yeah.
Anyone else need some more? I don't know if anyone took a light pour.
Good. Oh, Jesus. I almost died there.
I'm actually going to... the one that I have already, I'm actually getting one of those bottle cutters. I'm going to make that a glass.
Oh, nice.
So the other one, I'm going to probably just get the label. And
There's a I flavor like profile I'm missing here. Vanilla, maple, bourbon, sweet.
This tastes like bourbon brown sugar, and it's
just something about that. That's like fucking liquid velvet, man.
Yeah,
that's like liquid.
That is really smooth,
like
yeah.
It's like the way that it was. It's just it tastes.
That's it. Smooth.
It's so smooth. You don't even taste any roast. Like get that little bit of the bourbon barrel. Everything that mingles
even
with
it's
it.
Bourbon barrel. I don't get there's not that boozy heat to it. There's I get the bourbonness to it, but this is dangerously smooth for 10.2 or 5.
10.5. Yeah. Jeez. This is a
it
like
is thick,
the
though.
Very absolute end of it. It's a very light syrupy end to
that.
Yeah,
like the sweetness of the bourbon, I think, really complements the maple syrup.
I'm very glad I let this sit out for a little bit then, too.
Yeah, warmer, definitely.
Yeah, this the cold, it was actually pretty decent, too.
I'm sure cold. I think it would just mute some of the flavors.
Yeah, it was... put it this way, it tastes a little bit more of the cinnamon, but the cinnamon was more like that, like, very playful cinnamon, if I would have to add. Yeah, I said
it's
playful.
It's subtle. It's another one where...
I'll go a little bit. You go for the rest. If you like... No, go ahead. You go ahead. You go for
I'm
the rest.
I'm trying to even it out.
That's fine. You go ahead.
Because this is a 16.9. So it's like it's slightly more than a pint.
16.9, yeah. They gave you the extra point nine.
Nice.
Oh, wow. We got to do that joke twice in one shot. That's excellent. Man.
Do they have variants on this, or is this just the standard?
No. There is a glass
I love the bottle.
I love the bottle, yeah. too. The bottle is just a different shape. It's
like
a different
mini Yingling
shape, and I love how it's like this is like your definite bottle, like flat out.
I miss those style bottles versus the long necks. Like, I understand the whole purpose of the long neck is
Billy just
the,
renamed you
when you're drinking it to keep the me.
Yeah, he named you Andy Light Pour.
Andy's just like,
it's like an Indian name, Chief Andy Lightpour.
Chief Andy Lightpour. I guess he blames you for being Billy Trade last week. he blamed your pores.
Oh, so I killed Billy. Sorry, Billy.
I can imagine Billy sitting at home. He goes, he's pouring light. That son of a bitch.
Well, we have more people this week, Billy. We have one extra. I have to spread the wealth.
Wow.
That's a good beer.
And you're rating this, too.
I sure am.
I don't know who said dangerously smooth, but I use that in my description.
It is.
Not too sweet, nor boozy.
Man, you hit a good fucking night bomb.
Yeah,
good
Bob.
Job.
Absolutely. Way to jump in this evening.
I gave this a 4.25.
Holy fuck, do I see a 4 over there?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
4.25.
Yeah.
What?
That's where I landed on it, too.
Now, wait. You hit a 4.25 with that?
I did.
Oh, my God.
I'm temperature set. Like, if this were the middle of winter, I'd probably rate it higher. But
oh, God.
I'm getting a temperature bias just because it's summer and I'm not into stouts during this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But it's fantastic. 4.25.
Yeah.
4.25 bordering 4.5. I might end up upping it.
This is all about banging beers, my friends. And this is where
It came close to dethroning in the equilibrium for me for beer of the night, but not quite there. But a solid beer.
Solid candidate, definitely. Go ahead, Bob. You say your thing.
I gave this one a 4.7.
Premium.
if it's only $50 a year, maybe I'll enjoy score.
Absolutely nothing to complain about here. It's got the high ABV, but again, like you guys all said, there's no overly boozy things going on.
Plus the high ABVs aren't made to be like binge drinking.
No.
I mean, you can. Don't get me wrong.
But sometimes, just like with the cinnamon, to me at least, the booziness can overpower stuff, and that's not the case here.
Yep.
The cinnamon on this one also is very subtle. Again, it doesn't overtake anything else.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's very well balanced.
This is an exceptional. Yeah, this is very good.
When stouts turn around and I say, these stouts taste like a sticky bun, right? I've had, so far on this show, we're what, 75 episodes in?
75 episodes in,
I've had
in,
so
right.
many stouts that said, this stout is sticky bun. It tastes exactly like a sticky
or
bun.
Or it tastes like this, or it tastes like that.
And I turn around and I drink it, and I said, it tastes like an old cup of coffee my mom left in the bathroom for 4.5 weeks. Like, you know what I mean? Like, tonight's episode, man, when it comes to like the cinnamon and the maple and everything hit, for these two stouts, man, and this is another one, this Rock Me Night, this tastes exactly like it said it tastes. There's zero coffee. There's zero roast. I'm getting the cinnamon. I'm getting the maple, like the right amount of maple.
Yeah,
it's not overpowered.
Right.
Yeah.
Everything
no,
is
totally
like,
it's not like I'm drinking
super,
maple syrup.
Well
super
balanced.
Well balanced. Like everything well balanced. Just evens out. There's no afterburn from the bourbon barrel, but the bourbon flavors in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
The maple syrup. Like this is one of those beers that like you can kind of feel like a beer snob because you're like, oh, I taste these notes of everything.
You can.
And
but they did such a good job of it.
This is very, very
so
good stout.
It usually it's either heavy coffee or they go heavy, heavy, heavy maple, so it gets rid of the coffee, but then it's overpowered maple. Or it goes extra boozy.
Yeah.
And then I don't taste either one, and I just taste like I'm taking a shot of whiskey.
Yep.
And they're usually where I sit with stouts. But with the porter we had tonight, I did not taste any heavy coffee roast. Mm-hmm. With the black is beautiful. That tasted like exactly what it tasted like. And this Rocky by D's was absolutely gorgeous. This lineup, I'm going to say right now, episode 75 overall lineup, this is the
one of the better one of the best lineups we've had.
Yeah. Absolutely. Overall, which is different flavor profiles.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, because we had so many different styles. Like, the only thing we're missing is like a lager or a pilsner, really.
How does a fridge beer look? Call up Ben, go hang out with him one night and help him clean out that fucking fridge because he needs help with it. He's got two fucking fridge fulls. We're gonna have a post. We're gonna have like a post party here, like Halloween party this year at my house. Ben has enough beer to fucking supply the whole goddamn party. He needs to clean that thing out.
I do have some Aslan stouts then too. So
we're still sitting on some stouts in the back too.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be fun.
That we've been aging.
I'm very glad. Like, I don't want to toot my own horn on this one, but I'm going to anyway.
I know you're going to.
So I'm really glad that the Black is Beautiful. That turned out very well. The Equilibrium turned out very well. That one turned out very well. The Revere, Bob, good job on those too.
Yeah, spot on.
Getting the Kolsch in there, sneaking that bad boy in, and then a porter in that actually is a decent porter. No, seriously, that's a really good job.
Yeah, I want to say,
and you're coming out of the
woodwork.
If we
had like
too,
a sour and a lager to throw in here, we'd hit like the gauntlet.
I mean, we can if we want to. But here's the thing: like, I understand gushing over the Black is Beautiful and the Rocky Diabetes and Equilibrium, but do not take that away from your local Tamaqua brewery here in Pennsylvania.
Everything from Revere has been
super
solid.
The four beers we had, plus the 12 that are on tap there. This is definitely on the radar now for a beer brew in our own backyard.
The Vanilla Porter was on its route for beer in the night for me, but
100%.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
it's been dethroned by some other things, but this, fantastic.
Yes,
that's a very decent, like,
in competition to the biggest beer of the year in Pottsville, the Yuengling for Hershey's Porter. This, I think, knocks it out of the water.
I do. I agree. I think absolutely.
Mm-hmm. With you on that.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I love the chocolate.
Yeah,
the Hershey's chocolate porter
was great.
Really good for me,
especially for Yuengling doing something different.
That is right up there with the chocolate porter.
I think knocks it off the.
How would I go about that? I would probably say to the guy, maybe add the chocolate and the vanilla into that and see if
I would keep that what it is. And if he's going to add anything,
make the slight variant, make it with the chocolate then too.
Yeah. This is the beer. This is my goal.
We're gonna do an imperial version called the Cold Breaker.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Actually, ooh. For their first, I almost brought that instead. For their first anniversary, went out and they bought some old Jim Beam barrels, and they made they aged it for 6 months, and bourbon barrel aged version.
Oh, nice!
Of that.
That would be fantastic. Whoa. I would love to try that.
That's
wild. That's, I think I still have two bottles left at home, and when I was in there today, they still have that available.
Oh,
so,
nice!
We might have to swing by and grab that. That might be that. You know, honest, that might have made the New York trip. Revere. We might have to go pick up that bourbon barrel and take it for the trip. Me and Ben are trying to plot what we're taking to New York.
Yeah.
To be like our Pennsylvania breweries to take to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And Revere, I think you might be going to New York
with
us.
We got one beer right off the bat. The Black is Beautiful. So we're doing that
one
again.
This is coming with us to New York.
Yes, that's 100% definite.
Yeah.
They're big stout guys too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I would like to bring another a solo project from Evergreen up with us as well.
I think the Deuce Juicy would definitely be up that. I know those guys well. I know Dan actually said, you guys are going to get fucking wrecked. Bottle Logic Stouts, no joke. Fucking
remember,
cat's
pace
ass.
Pace yourself.
All right.
I get it. But I'm
just saying. Beer of the night.
Yes, let's line them up.
Do we want to go stouts and revere, or
well,
just hang everything on. Well at once?
Well, hang on. Go around the... So you said
all
4, you said 425. You said for
Rocky
Diabetes.
I'm 425, bordering 425. Did I update it?
Okay. I was just curious. I'm just kind of going around because I didn't get my rating for it.
Yeah.
I went 425.
And what about you, Bob?
4.7. Diabetes, that was a 4.7.
I would probably give this a 4.75 just solely because it does have that smoothness. It has everything.
I'm actually
that it
bumping
hits
it up,
up
to 4.75.
And wow, you're really bumping shit up, man. What the fuck is going on with you three on the other side?
I've been doing this fantastic. For a while, actually. Lately, I've been kind of like it's like I'll give it my initial impact score.
I don't know,
and then
why.
It sits on me, and I'm like, you know what? It wasn't that great. Or fuck, shit, this is awesome.
I agree.
Man, you guys are this side of the table, Bob. It's something maybe with you. I don't know. Like, these fucking guys, I don't know what's wrong with them. He never really changes his scores. He doesn't like triple IPAs. And this one doesn't even rate fucking stouts. And we have it all going on today.
Yeah.
Four horse,
something's definitely wrong.
We're going to walk out these doors.
In the fucking stars tonight because my beer of the night's a fucking IPA, a triple IPA. Your beer of the night's a fucking stout.
It is.
So, I mean, something's not right in the world.
Well, with everything going on in the world, at least there's something right in the world right here.
Wow. At least something like, what?
I'll start it off. My beer of the night is the Equilibrium.
Equilibrium?
Okay.
I feel like we're in like a therapy session. Just had a breakthrough.
Yeah. I mean, close.
I'm going to start crying. And go,
I can tell you right now, my second choice is going to be
Let's wait. Bob, where are you at?
I got to stick with my favorite. I'm going with the jalapeno.
There you go.
Oh, Bob's sick.
You couldn't sell out your favorite.
That was, honestly, that's my favorite of the Revere. That was my favorite of the Revere. That was my beer of the night until we got off the Revere thing. Black is beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
This is not an easy.
It's not.
It's not an
I
easy.
I know.
Decision.
This is like. Would you sacrifice your first child for this?
This
is literally
which
like,
child
this
do you want to give
like
up?
You're holding two people on a cliff, and you're like, who do I let go?
Oh my god.
This is a tough episode.
Oh my god. Ah.
Thank you so much. Great episode, guys. Great description for the beers. I appreciate that, man. I hope we can have you as a regular viewer every Friday, man. It's a good time.
Oh boy. Oh man. Nothing wrong. I mean, I'm more leaning towards this, but the lineup. Oh god. Literal banana bread, liquid banana bread. Jalapeno was just something totally different.
Yep.
The fucking Galaxy Enigma, the triple threat, triple, was fucking awesome. The Rock Me Diabetes is awesome as well. What do I fucking like?
Andrew, what do you think? Because Ben's going to be here a minute.
He's going to be there a minute.
Equilibrium slides up 2-1.
That makes it a little bit easier because I'm going to go with that.
All right.
Too.
Equilibrium.
Number one.
That one was just. Right.
Label of the night.
No.
Not yet.
Oh, second place.
Second place.
Simple, solid, right off the gate. Great. Just a great triple. All right.
So, yes.
Yep. All right. So number two, Bob.
What's your second
favorite? If
you
listened, you can't choose the one you've already voted for.
Yep.
I was going to say, this would have been number two. So
you got to go with that third bad boy there, Bob.
I'm going to go with the Black is Beautiful
black
for number
beautiful.
Two.
I like it. I hope that makes the pedestal. I really do. Where are you at, Ben?
I would probably go with the Black is Beautiful as well, because you can't beat the freaking that flavor profile, the triple threat, you know, breweries. Not kissing ass or anything, but that's just a solid banana. It says what it does.
Yeah.
And that's the best thing that you could go with on that one. So that was my definite second.
Bob. Oh, you're sitting
here. You already
made
it. Right.
Yep.
Well, since it's not going to win, I'm going to have to go with the Black. I mean, since my actual number two is not going to make it, so
what was your number two?
The
don't discount your vote.
Yeah, there's
shit. Geez, Billy's good. There's only Billy.
Man, he's billing it up.
There's only two votes left, so
yeah, I didn't vote yet.
I'm going to go. The Black is Beautiful. Because
where are you voting?
I'm going Diabetes.
So am I.
I'm going Wilford Brimley all the way.
Oh, I thought you already
voted this. I was my number one.
Oh, well, then that's right. Then never mind. I changed my vote to that.
I'm going Diabetes, absolutely.
Yeah,
Wilford Brimley.
Black of Brew.
It's good.
I'm glad that you picked it for
your. You know what the difference was for me is the cinnamon.
That's what it is for me, too.
Yeah.
This was my. So my evening so far went front runner to this one. To that one, to that's a close to that for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But, all right, so second
but
place
I'll just
is.
Throw in my Black is Beautiful is my number three.
Yeah, I can't vote for Black is Beautiful, but that.
I can't vote for mine because I would have went Rock Me Diabetes for third.
All right, so your third place?
That What?
What's your third place?
That would have been my third
place.
Well,
what is now?
probably the porter.
The porter? Okay.
Same. Vanilla porter.
Vanilla porter?
Vanilla porter.
Well, that's actually, it's two than one.
Vanilla porter.
Yeah, vanilla porter. Same here. Listen,
I wanted this up in there. It's just, yeah.
I did too. Oh. I mean, no disrespect to the collaboration of those
fantastic.
Breweries.
It's fantastic. It's just the cinnamon in this got bumped out by the Beatus.
Yeah.
No easy way you're going to go about
it. No. But still, a fantastic beer. I don't think this is going to work. All right, I vote out Beatus just so we can make the can stack.
There it is. Our first place is Equilibrium. Second place, actually, would be this. Second place would be Rock Me Diabetes. Third place would be Revere Brewing Company, making their debut and hitting the number three spot with Coal Digger. Honestly, man, Coal Digger needs to be put in more bars in the area.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing. More bars in the Schuylkill County area need to get in touch with Revere Brewing and get one of their beers on tap.
More of the exactly. local beers.
I don't understand. I don't know what Stoke. I don't want to count Stokers out because I haven't had their beers yet.
Yes.
Their beers are fantastic.
But if you're canning already and you're at the point where you can do it and you have 12 beers on tap,
you're ahead of the game.
I think more of our local beer. Listen, you have no problem putting Yingling on tap. You have no problem putting Trogs on tap. Throw a tap in for. I mean, the only thing we have in Schuylkill County right now that's established, ready to go. I know we have two coming up in Pottsville, but on our side of the mountain in the Schuylkill County area, you got Revere, who's already there, and Stokers.
Yeah.
Reach out to them. Say, hey, can we get one? Can we put you as a guest tap?
Absolutely.
They gladly
brew. When I talk to the powers that be in a couple of bars that I frequent, I'm going to mention Revere.
Yeah,
I really am.
Yeah. Here's one thing that I really enjoy, not just from a local bar scene, but just in craft beer in general. If I walk into your craft beer establishment, right, and mm-hmm. you have 12 stouts, or 12, not, well, not sorry, now, 12 beers. Now I'm 12, I'm stout lover now. and you have 12 beers on your tap. If you could reserve one of your stout spot, your stout spot, your, sorry, your tap spots.
Man, you are stout drunk on
I know,
stout
spots. Stout, oh, I'm all wow. Billy stout Trade on stouts. If you can reserve one of your spots for another brewery to come in and guest spot on your, that to me shows you're a team player, and I like that you're willing to
now, work. I will say this in defense of the bars,
they probably don't know.
They either don't know, or their distributor doesn't know.
Yeah,
is that so?
It's well, good old archaic Pennsylvania.
So it's always a gamble for them. Yeah.
Yes, it is a gamble. Hopefully, we can help by getting the word out.
That's exactly why,
social media.
That's why we are trying to
where
do what we
it won't
do.
Be such of a gamble.
So if you are listening to this and you support us, you like what we're about, and you want to try these beers, and you live in the Schuylkill County area, please contact your local beer and just say, reach out to Revere. I'm telling you, if you put this on tap November, December-ish, this will be fine.
This on for football season,
yes.
And it will, I'm telling you right now, it will compete against the Yingling Chocolate Porter.
Agree,
and I love
100%.
The Yingling Chocolate Porter.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
Like I told you guys, I think they should do a variant every once in a while, chocolate vanilla. Yeah. I think that would really work out very well for them. That'll take out that little bit of that port, like that
like
little
a vanilla,
like
strawberry
abrupt. Like,
and
one
we,
for like
we've
that
only
times,
we've
yeah.
only literally seen the tip of the iceberg when it comes to Revere.
Yeah.
We have
yeah.
four of their 12 beers.
Yeah,
and we've hit out of the four beers we had, three of them are styles that we can't even describe.
Yeah,
75 episodes in, and the porter is on par with the biggest porter in our area in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And like the thing, and the thing of it is then too, like you brought four beers that we don't really typically, like we didn't know about, like, and we gave them solid ratings after 75 episodes. So like if we're given like 3.5s, 3.75s for something that came out of the woodwork first time around on the show, you know that it's good shit. So
yeah, these are nothing to sneeze at. Yeah. They're super solid all around. Like my only questionable one is that Zombie IPA, but it's still not bad.
Yeah,
right, right.
It's just so different.
Yeah, just like I just don't think
labeled
it's
as a West Coast, I think that would be a little bit better.
Yeah.
All right, I would label of the night.
I know what mine is.
Mine too.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, it's everything wants me to go to Equilibrium, but I think this is a clean label. I think that sticker's fantastic. My vote goes for Coal Digger. I think I would wear that on a shirt.
Yeah.
Brown yeah. with the orange, like yeah. a Harley Davidson shirt.
That would
definitely be marketable.
And actually, the lot label reminds me of a Honey Brown label.
Yeah.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's a clean looking
label. Go ahead. I'll let you go.
No, I wasn't going to say anything.
No, I was going to let you vote.
I got to go with the Beatus.
The Beatus?
Yeah.
It's a great label.
Rock Me. Yeah. I mean,
Diabetus. That's my favorite.
Wilford Brimley. How could you not like Wilford Brimley?
That's my favorite label.
But okay. Tony made a good point. So now I gotta put Coal Digger in, and I gotta put Black is Beautiful.
Black
in.
And Field was. I mean, that's a
simple, but effective label.
Yeah, that I do like that one too. My only thing about it, it's not like a unique label. Currently.
Let me see Wolford again. Like if I had a Banging Beers logo that looked as clean and simple as that, I would fucking love that.
I think that what they're trying to go with the Black is Beautiful.
I know. It's the
underlying.
No, I get that. Yeah. Like the symbolism
wild.
Behind it's awesome.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I really like
that's
that.
Really cool.
But just straight up label, the Beatus I got it.
All right, so we got 1-1 on the Beatus. I'm going to go with the simplicity of the Coal Digger. I had a brain freeze for a second.
Bob, where you at?
I'm with Coal Digger, too.
There it is.
All right, Coal Digger's our can.
Wilford Brimley's a cool label.
It is a great label.
It is. I just like the simplicity of that.
Here's the double meaning behind it. The movie Amadeus, Rock Me Diabetes, yeah, that's what they're trying to go for on the label in general.
I don't know.
Planet of the Apes musical.
And I get the diabetes because Wilford Brimley did the diabetes commercials.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it. I know. Yeah.
I get it.
I don't know if Revere does T-shirts, but if that's on a T-shirt, please Revere, make that a T-shirt.
Yeah,
right there.
Absolutely.
And if you have any extra of these stickers laying around, I would love to add it to our table. Listen, man, fantastic lineup.
I do like the drug dealing. Seven
beers.
Ben, what do you got to plug?
What do I got to plug? The next couple shows. Yeah, let's say next couple shows. So that's two. It's a couple, mm-hmm. two. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyhow.
Couple, two, tree.
Couple, two, tree.
Two, tree.
So we're going with the BUR guys. I'm kind of psyched for them because they hit 1,000 likes on their Facebook.
Really? We're not even close to that.
So
on Instagram.
Oh, or on Instagram, yeah. And I'm looking forward to those guys. And then the next week, Tony and I are going to the It's Just Beer podcast table where we're going to have a good time there. And
That's going to be a 2-day weekend. So we're going to be.
That's going to be wild.
I don't know if we'll be going live.
Next weekend?
It comes down. Yeah, it comes. Not two weekends.
Two weekends.
It's going to come down to internet. I'm not sure exactly what we have internet wise. Mm-hmm. We're going to bring our equipment, but we may be going live 2 days that week. I don't know. Actually, you know what? I think at least one, because we're gonna go up and do an episode with those guys. One of the episodes is gonna be recorded for their content, and the other one's gonna be for our content. And for us, we do video, we do live streams. We'll see if we can do live streams. If we can't, we will record it and then just put it out for you guys soon after.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So head over to on Instagram. I think that's pretty much where they put their most of their content. The Beer UR, right?
Beer UR, yes.
The Beer UR. Check them out on Instagram and go check out It's Just Beer Podcast.
Yes.
Anywhere you find podcasts, social media, and follow those guys because that's for the next, after this week, there are the 2 weeks that we'll be doing collaboration episodes of Beer Podcast.
And I just got one more in the chamber then too. I'm talking to a beer girl in Philadelphia. She might be doing a show with us in the future.
Cool.
So that's going to be maybe the following week, maybe a couple weeks from after we get done the other podcast. But I talked to her. She's like, I have like about 200 beers in my fridge. I have a problem.
she sounds like your soulmate.
She's basically saying like I get a lot of stuff, and she told me a whole bunch of stuff with the beers.
Is she like a beer girl like on Instagram?
A beer girl on Instagram. Yes, she is.
Really?
Yep.
Do we follow her?
I follow her.
I'm sure you do, but I have to follow her now too. I gotta show some love.
But she had on her story a human robot peach beer, from in Philly, and I'm like, I wish I'd had this because I was thinking of you. And then she started the conversation like, "Yo, I can get that." Hang on, we'll just
type it in while Bob does his
plug. I don't remember the name. Okay,
Bob, what do you got?
I do not remember the name.
Yeah, I'm only in a conversation where I don't know the name.
Yeah.
Personally, I got nothing coming up, but again, these guys have been talking about Revere. It's a great place. Both Tamaqua breweries are. If you're in the area, stop in and check them out. Money and time well spent, in my book.
Yeah. Did you have a good time tonight?
Yes, I had a great time.
Awesome. Is it a different experience from watching it and joining us at the table?
Yeah, actually, I enjoy this.
Hell of a lineup. Cool. Too. Like we had a super great lineup this evening.
Well, do you have me added on personal on Facebook?
I don't do Facebook.
You don't do Facebook?
The Untapped is my only social media.
Okay. So
you're a good smart for man. You, man. Good for you.
You're a smart man.
That's a smart move. The only reason I ask is we have a group chat on Facebook that we use, Facebook Messenger. But I'll keep in touch with you that way. And if we have an open spot on a Friday, I'll reach out to you the week before. And sometimes it may be like a last, like, hey, I found out like at 3:00 because sometimes some of these guys don't get back to me in time. Looking at you, and sometimes you.
But, hey, I do, and then you just miss it because it's 8,000 posts.
No, and he's like 6 hours, and he's like, "Hey, still same time." I'm like, "Yep."
So
I got you.
Honestly, man, we'd love to have you back. You did a fantastic job.
Yeah, I'd love to come back.
Yeah, cool. It was awesome, man. Not every lineup is this good. I mean, you listen to the show. Sometimes we have
the
some
plus
stinkers.
Side though. We've only had like one stinker.
Yeah. Yeah. But this was unbelievable. Pops, what do you got?
Bikes and Beers?
Yeah, Bikes and Beers Facebook page.
Facebook page. I actually signed up to ride in the Philadelphia event September 19th, Yards Brewery.
We got to get you nice. You got to get a Bang and Beer shirt to ride in.
Yeah, I can wear my Bang and Beer shirt or I can wear my Bikes and Beers bike shirt, either one. Maybe what I'll do is ride half.
Do you have
a
helmet?
I do.
Put your stickers on.
I put some stickers on the helmet. There you go.
Get the big ass sticker. This one.
Yeah, we can. We
or
can,
that metal plate in your head and put the magnet on there.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. Absolutely. They're also going to stop the for me. The halfway point will be Conshohocken Brewery.
Oh,
what day? What day in September is that?
It's a Saturday, the 19th.
Here's what we can possibly think about doing.
Potentially,
maybe ride up with him to Philly. He does his bike tour, and where he starts, we can have some beers. Then we can Uber to the middle point, meet him for his halfway point, mm-hmm. and then meet him at the end, and then come home.
Uber might be a little expensive. Well, Conshohocken's not that far. It's just a matter of traffic.
Or we'll just have Heidi drive us. we'll have Heidi be DD.
We start pedaling 9 a.m., so...
That might be a problem.
Yeah.
So well, I'm undecided whether to just make it a day trip.
We'll meet you there in halfway point.
Yeah.
We'll meet you at the end point.
To make it a day trip and not
we'll
stay
We'll start
over.
At the end point and then hit brewers on the way home.
There you go.
Yeah.
But no, Saturday the 19th, I'm doing, I'm going to do 30 miles total.
Nice.
Should be done by
if
noon.
You are a craft beer drinker and you also like to ride bikes, check out Bikes and Beers.
Bikes and Beers on Facebook. And
they do a lot of cool stuff.
Yep. Yeah. So that's what I got. Aside from my normal bike weekends, either solo or with some groups of friends, that's the big one, I guess, beer involved. Well, they all have beer involved, but, you know, that's the big one coming up.
Cool. Nice. Andy.
Fade the Exile Riding is going strong. We have a few new songs in the works. We have Hands, I'm getting there. That'll be out eventually. I'm working on a new project. I can't talk too much about at the moment just because I got to test it out and see how it goes. But if it works out how I hope it is, it's something I might be able to include a lot of our local musician friends in.
Perfect.
So most likely YouTube content, but I'm talking with, we're going to have some test runs and some stuff to see what we can do.
Cool.
And might have a new, just fun little project to do.
Nice.
So keep an eye out.
Well, we had Max Bolton on the show, right? Mm-hmm. And then we had Max Bolton and Tori, who did our logo that I'm actually wearing of the Not Cool in High School, on the mm-hmm. show. And they started a band called The War Times. Now, The War Times had their first debut today over at Press Coffee. And man, did they kill it.
Nice.
Did a great job. They do some old Irish they do some sea songs, some pirate songs and
sea shanties.
Sea shanties. They do some sea shanties and people were singing along and having a great time. So definitely go check out the War Times. And they do have another live stream coming up that will be hosted by somebody that we may all know. I don't
you,
know who.
Tony,
I don't know who. I don't know who. It's not official, but check
it might
that
be
out.
You. I don't know.
But check out the War Times on Instagram, on Facebook. They will be doing a live stream very soon to do their music. And, well, she kind of announced it today. So our sixth show is being announced right here, right now on Banging Beers. So we've been putting some plugs out there and kind of putting some hints out there. But the new show to the podcast is called The Truth Behind Illusion. And what that is going to be me and Tori, and every week we'll probably have a new guest on. I know Andy Hedder's excited that he wants to be on it. Sarah Cartwright says she wants to be on it. But it's going to be a supernatural-style podcast. We're going to talk about ghosts, about cryptics, about urban legends, lore, conspiracy theories, cults, all that cool stuff, aliens, UFOs. This is a pretty broad range of stuff going on. Merch will be out very soon. And if you want to support that podcast, head over to Facebook. And that also has a Facebook page and a group. So it's The Truth Behind Illusion. And the logo is a black cat. It's a little cute cat. So all you cat lovers will love the logo. And he has a little third eye. Mm-hmm. A little third eye going on. So
he's
yeah.
a Tool fan.
So we do have...
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
Oh, you cool cat and kittens. Oh, God. So we will...
That's dead. Leave it dead.
Yeah, so the...
Not the cats.
Not
those,
but yeah. So the whole Tiger King.
The pages are up now. They've been up the whole time, but we kind of been putting teasers. But if you guys want to go follow that, that'd be fantastic.
Cool.
But we have the first episode recorded. The first episode we're going to release in a couple weeks. We're going to record
God
two. We're going to record two or three of them and then kind of put them out.
I was hoping I could use it on my drive to North Carolina.
When? Tomorrow?
Next week.
Next week? It'll be out by next week.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
As long as out by Friday.
Oh. Well,
I got a 10-hour drive to listen to shit.
So. We have it. But the intro episode is pretty much getting to know us and what we're into and what they expect with the show. And then we do a brief topic of Mothman.
Oh, nice. You son of a bitch. I like Mothman.
Well, we're always down to do the episode a topic twice.
That's such a cool story.
Yeah. Like, a lot of different theories of Mothman. Yeah. So
the bridge disaster.
Yeah, where he's like kind of like a prophet. Because he shows up everywhere. His sightings go through the roof, and then something crazy happens in that area. Like a bridge collapses, or a nuclear reactor goes off, or a tsunami comes in. It's kind of nuts.
They lost me.
Well, we actually are going to look to do a local lore as well, kind of teaser. The Gordon Mountain
Ghost.
You
better do Frankie's Cave, too.
Peach Mountain? No, Peach Mountain?
Gordon Mountain Ghost definitely has to happen. Gordon Mountain Ghost. So we have a lot of
there's like the Witch of Ringtown too is a good one.
We talked about that one as well. Yeah. So
I heard of that one.
So a lot of it's going to be some local lore, and we also open up the doors for guests to come on. So if they want to come in and talk about like I live in a haunted house, we'll go to your house and hang out.
While you're talking about that, just to throw out there, so the around Halloween, the Pottsville Historical Society's been doing a little ghost tour downtown. Yep. We did it 2 years ago. It was fantastic. They go through like. Some lore downtown Pottsville, like where Trippin' Millie's was, used to be a brothel.
Nice.
Like back in like the late 1800s and stuff. So like, and there's like a bunch of murders and stuff there. So it's really cool stuff. If you ever get a chance to see it, go take the walk. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
It was like $5 too.
Maybe we'll incorporate the podcast with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they actually have the Gordon Mountain Ghost, like a death cast of her face.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Ooh. I'm interested.
So,
but thank you guys so much for tuning in. I have to do some. This might not be up right away for the replay. The audio will be up right away. I may have to splice the two videos together to make it one.
Frankenstein.
We'll see how it does, how it goes. But thank you guys so much. This is Bangin' Beers Podcast. We'll see you guys
next
week.
Hit those subscribes, likes, and bells.
Hit those all those subscribes. Woo! Follow everything. See you guys.
See ya.